Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And wow, a widow woman. If you know anything about biblical time, the widow woman was the poorest of the poor. And, you know, she didn't have much, but God uses little and he'll bless it with much. He uses the poorest thing that there is, a widow woman, and this widow woman has a son, but God has already commanded her to sustain Elijah. So we see, notice the transition there. God had blessed, it dried up, and then he had already prepared a place for this, for Elijah, that this widow was going to take care of him. Now, what was the process here? If we look at verse 10, we're rolling. So he arose and went to Zarephath. Well, let me stop right there. So he listened to God. He could have stayed by the brook that dried up, but God told him to go. What did he do? He went. How many times is God telling us to go, but we won't go? I'm telling you, to get the blessings of the Lord, you must be obedient to the Lord. So as we continue here, verse 10, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. See, he was thirsty. The brook dried up. Verse 11, and as she was going to fetch it, he called unto her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. All right, here we go. So he wanted some water. He was thirsty, but now he's hungry. She said, hey, bring me a morsel of bread. Now look at her response in verse 12. Boy, this is good. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Wow. I want you to know there's a famine going on. Her resources are limited. They're dwindled down. She knows she only has enough to make one more meal. And then she said, after they eat that meal, there would be no more food. She would die, her and her son. But then came Elijah. Woo! Then came Elijah, the man of God on a mission. And then look at verse 13. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. So wow, look at verse 13. Let's pause there for a minute. Whenever we do something for God, we need to do it first. We need to stop giving God our leftovers. Me and my son and my wife was talking about this yesterday. When we start giving to the Lord, before we used to give our leftovers, we weren't blessed. But when we set aside what we need to do for the Lord before, what a blessing it was. I'm telling you, is what Elijah is telling her to do is do it first. Whatever you have to do for Christ, do it first. I hear so many people say they're not working for the Lord because they have to do this. I have to do that. Whatever you have to do, do it for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.